Amen. Take your Bibles, turn to the book of Mark, please, chapter number 9. I was praying a while ago up in the building there at the house, and I really thought we were headed another direction tonight. And the Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, you ain't done yet in this chapter. So we're going to look at it tonight just a little bit here. I'll try to be brief and give you a thought or two that the Lord has laid on our heart. Word of God, let's read one verse of Scripture, then we'll go back to the first part of the chapter. In verse number 41, the Bible said, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. I want you to think about that tonight. A cup of water. Giving that to somebody because they belong to Christ. I appreciate the Lord, don't you? Pray with me. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, tonight that, Lord, you are our God, our Savior, and our soon coming King. I pray, Lord, tonight your richest blessings as we break the bread of life this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I ask you in the morning, if you will, to pray for us. We'll be preaching over at Cedar View Christian School in the morning. And it's the last chapel service of the year. And down through the years over there, I think one mistake that a lot of men make, they go into a Christian school assuming everybody's a Christian. I don't do that. Amen. I go into a Christian school realizing that some are there because they couldn't make it in a public school. Some are there because they've been in trouble. Amen. Some are there to cause trouble. Amen. So I go in and preach the Word of God to them. And we've seen God save youngins. Amen. And some of them are still serving the Lord. Amen. Years and years later. So we thank the Lord for that. Our subject tonight is because you belong to Christ. Because you belong to Christ. Let's look back at chapter number 9 in the first part of the chapter. We weren't in this part this morning. The Bible said, and he said unto them, I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. There appeared unto them Elias, or Elijah, and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias or Elijah. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly when they had looked round about, they saw no man anymore, save or except Jesus only with themselves. May God add his blessings to the reading of the Word tonight. I want to give you just a few thoughts out of this text on the transfiguration that God spoke to my heart about on the subject, because you belong to Christ. The first thing that I want to make mention of tonight is just simply this. Because you belong to Christ, you're going to get to see Him. Amen. The Word of God said in verse number 1, Verily I say unto you that there be some that stand here which shall not taste of death until they have the word is seen, the kingdom of God come with power. Honestly, I believe what Jesus had in mind there was the day of Pentecost. Amen. When the power of God was going to fall and 3,000 people under one message that Peter would preach. That was 3,000 men, by the way, that come to know Christ in the free pardon of sin. Amen. And then if you look down in verse number 3, and his raiment became shining. exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. I believe it was hard for Mark to even put into words what Peter and James and John saw on the Mount of Transfiguration. But they saw him. Beloved, I want you to know something tonight. If you belong to Christ, you're going to see him too. Amen. Now you can think about it this way. If a person doesn't belong to Christ, they're going to see him, but they're not going to see him in the rapture. They're going to see him in judgment. Amen. At the great white throne judgment. And what a difference that's going to be. But we're going to see him. And I don't know about you tonight, but I'm looking forward. I'm not looking forward to the judgment seat of Christ, but I am looking forward to seeing him. Amen. That loved me and gave himself for me. I belong to Jesus tonight, and because I do, I'm going to see him. The second thing that God spoke to my heart about in the text tonight is because I belong to Christ, I'm going to be with him. The Word of God said in verse number 2, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh, look at the next two words, with him. I don't know about you tonight, but that ought to be our goal in this walk of life, that we walk with him and talk with him. Because one day, beloved, we're going to be with him. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's a blessing. Peter and James and John leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. I thought this was interesting, beloved. I was reading a little bit today after Spurgeon, and somebody said to Spurgeon, said, do you think that Peter and James and John were Jesus' special friends to Jesus, or there was something that maybe they were his favorites? Spurgeon said, no, he probably took them because they were the most likely to get in trouble. I thought that's pretty good. Amen. But God said, we're going to be with him. That's a blessing to me. Because you belong to Christ, you're going to see him. Because you belong to Christ, you're going to be with him. Now it gets even better. Look in verse number 3. The Bible said his raiment became shining, exceeding white as the snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. The third thing I want to give you tonight, not only are we going to see him and we're going to be with him, but thank God Almighty, we're going to be like him. I don't know about you tonight, but that's exciting. Amen. You know, I believe the Christian life, really, our goal ought to be as much as possible to be like him. But how many knows there's a lot of obstacles to that down here? But how many knows God's going to give us a glorified body and the obstacles are gone? Amen. We're going to a place where there's no more sin and no more sorrow and no more pain. And the Word of God said there's no more curse. Amen. That's a blessing. And we're going to be like him. The Bible said in 1 John, I'll try to quote it, 1 John chapter number 3, it said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. It said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I don't know about you tonight, but that's all going to happen because we belong to Christ. Amen. Because we belong to him, we're going to be like him. Turn your Bibles to Psalm chapter 32 for just a moment. Psalm chapter 32, David is writing in Psalm chapter 32, and he said this in verse number 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. How many's glad tonight your transgression's been forgiven and your sin has been covered? Look at verse 2. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Turn with me to the book of Romans, would you please? And I'll read a text from Romans, I believe chapter number 4, making reference to Abraham. The Bible said here in Romans chapter 4, what shall we say then as Abraham, Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. You say, Pastor, I don't know where you're going. Stay with me just a moment. Look at verse 6. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Well, what did they see on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus was clothed in white? You know what they saw? They saw the righteousness of God. You know what you and I are going to be clothed in when we get to glory? The righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be like Him. Amen. Thank God. Listen, you're going to the wedding. You better have a wedding garment on. Amen. Because, beloved, if you don't, you're going to find yourself in trouble. The Bible said, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So what you have is a picture of mercy and grace. Mercy is God not giving you and I what we deserve. And grace, He turns right around and gives us everything that we do not deserve. We don't deserve the righteousness of God. He takes our sin away in mercy, and He gives us the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ in grace. I don't know about you, but that's a blessing tonight. And it's all because that we belong to Him. We're going to see Him. We're going to be with Him. We're going to be like Him. I like that. Then number 4 tonight. This is just a simple message, but look down, if you will, in the text at verse number 5 and verse number 6. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. I believe that was a little bit of a mistake on Peter's part, don't you? You don't want to put Moses and Elijah on the same plane with Jesus. That's a mistake. Say amen. Well, you say, Pastor, why would a man make a mistake like that? Look at verse 6. The Bible said, for he wist not what to say. I mean, he was in such a situation, Brother Gary, that he felt like he needed to say something, but he didn't know what to say. Amen. It reminded me of, you know, sometimes in life, somebody will just be real good to you. They'll do something real nice for you, and it's unexpected. Amen. And you've heard the saying, well, I just don't know what to say. Amen. Because it was such a shock and it was so wonderful. And I believe that's where they were right here. But you say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say this, that they reverenced Him. Amen. Peter didn't know how to do it. He didn't know how to put it in words. But he wanted to do something to reverence the one that was transfigured right before his eyes. I believe there was a little bit of that like John in the Revelator when the Bible said he fell at his feet as dead. Amen. John didn't know what to do either. He just fell down. A little bit like old Joshua over there when the captain of the Lord's host. Amen. I believe that was the pre-incarnate Christ or Theophanes, if you please, where Jesus showed up. He said, take your shoes off, for the ground whereon you stand is holy. Amen. And beloved, he bowed and did reverence to Him. I believe you and I are going to reverence Him in that day, don't you? And it's all going to be because we belong to Christ. I don't know about you, but I thank God tonight I'm going to see Him. I'm going to be with Him. I'm going to be like Him. I'm going to reverence Him. I believe we ought to do those things as much as we can down here, don't you? And you say, Pastor, where are you going to see Him? In the pages of God's Word. Amen. You're not going to see Him in the Kingsport Times News, but you can see Him in the pages of God's Word. How are you going to be with Him? How many's glad we can fellowship with Him right now, right here? Amen. In this walk of life, how would we be like Him? Amen. I thank God we ought to strive to be like Him. Oh, Brother Billy used to say, we're not perfect, but we ought to strive for it. Amen. I'll tell you this, we certainly ought to strive to be like Jesus. Amen. They want to strive to reverence Him. Then the last thing in the message tonight. Look at verse number 7, if you would, please. There was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud. I want to say this tonight, and I want to say it publicly, and I want to say it earnestly. I've never heard an audible voice. But I'm glad. I know what it is for God to speak to my heart. I'm glad I know what it is to be able to hear the voice of God through the Spirit. I believe that's important because over and over and over in the book of Revelation, when he was talking to the churches, he said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." Amen. God wants us to be able to hear. And because I belong to Christ, I can hear him. Watch what the Bible said. There was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son." You see, when God the Father spoke, he didn't have anything to say about Moses. He didn't have anything to say about Elijah. They were wonderful men. Amen. I look forward to meeting them, don't you? But I'm going to tell you this right now. He said, "The one you need to listen to is my Son." Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. We need to hear him. You know what I believe? I believe it changes our life if we just get up of a morning and say, "Lord, would you help me to be sensitive to you today? Would you help me to be able to hear? If you want me to go this way or this way or go this way, would you help me to be able to discern your voice?" Amen. I mean, he's ever done that before. And you know the Lord just led you. He just guided you. Amen. And I believe that's a blessing. And I believe we do that. By the way, let me just say this tonight. I believe one of the things that's going on in the world, we're being desensitized to hear the voice of God. We're hearing everything but the voice of God. We're seeing everything but the face of God. Amen. And I believe tonight there's an attack going on from the world on Christians and on the church. But I believe we'll fight it. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. We can finish our course for the glory of God. Are you glad you come tonight? How many's glad tonight you belong to Christ? Amen. That's what it's all about.